you came up to the University of Waterloo, and I think you had a message for the rest of CIS and Canadians in general. What was that?
Well, main message is I lost my youngest son to steroids at the age of 17 about 7 years ago.
Yeah.
So we've been fighting this battle of steroid use by our kids for a long time, and I am more convinced than ever that what we've got to do to tackle this problem is education. The truth is, no one is an overstatement, but not much. Very few of our kids are being educated on this subject. The coaches don't know what to look for. The athletic trainers haven't been taught to handle it. And we're making a big push at the request of the University of Waterloo to put together an education program that can be delivered across Canada, not only at the university level, but beginning in the high schools.
Your son was playing baseball and was basically told by a coach, and I imagine innocently, that he needed to be a little bit bigger if he was going to have a career in baseball. And your son decided to go that route, and boy, it caught you and your family obviously by surprise when he took his life. But what message do we, and how do we need to frame the message, Don? Because when your son died, Major League Baseball didn't give a rat's behind about what was going on, that all kids, you and I, could see what was going on. And at that point in time, they didn't really care what was going on. Were they sending a message?
Well, I think we're all sending a message, Doug. Just look what's happened right there in Waterloo. We're all in a state of shock that there's this high usage rate of steroids going on in college sports. Well, if we were aware, really aware of what's going on, it's not just college sports, it's high school sports, and it's not just sports, it's going on among the social groups in the high school. So what we're looking at with all of this this hoopla that's going on around the discovery of the steroid use at the University of Waterloo, this is just a symptom of the same lack of knowledge that existed back during the time period that you're talking about. The sad thing is, 7 or 8 more years have gone by, and we still haven't realized that this behavior has moved from the pros down through the colleges, and it's now down in the high schools. And I'm hoping that with an event like this in Canada, that this can be the wake-up call that will cause all of us, certainly we need to question the testing programs, and we need to see whether CIS was doing the right thing and all of that kind of stuff. But more importantly, let's recognize it's not just football, it's not just the University of Waterloo, it's going on every campus there in Canada, just like it's going on everywhere down here in the States and in other parts of the world. This is one of today's drugs of choice for our young people.
I'm looking on several websites, obviously, to find out a little bit more about Don Hooton, and one of the questions you were asked was, if you were the commissioner of all professional sports, what's the first thing you would do?
Well, the first thing I would do is make sure two things.
Yes.
One, that we are all, at all level of sports regulation, aware that this is a problem that needs to be tackled. Because until we realize and admit this problem exists, we can't marshal any resources. And second, you know, I'm a proponent of testing, but testing is a backstop. By the time you've got the usage of steroids to this level, testing will, as we've seen there in Canada, it's only through a very unique set of circumstances that they uncovered the problem there at the University of Waterloo.
Yes.
What we need to start with are the fundamentals. We need to be educating. We got to talk to our kids. I mean, talk to a kid. Every kid's been educated on why they shouldn't be doing heroin or on the dangers of alcohol. That doesn't eliminate the problem, but at least we've got adults and coaches and doctors and trainers aware of the problem, and we've got infrastructure in place to deal with it. Right now, we're still shocked that this is a behavior that's going on, and we really shouldn't be. I'm not.
Is this something, the action taken by the University of Waterloo, were you in favor of also banning the program? The clean kids want their football back, and yet a very strong message is being sent. Where do you stand on that?
Well, I hate to waffle on you. I feel strongly both ways. I do feel sorry. I really, really do. My heart goes out to the good guys. The truth is, though, my version of the truth, I can't believe the other boys on the team, many of them, didn't know that this behavior was going on. So it calls into question, what responsibility do the other players have as a member of the team to apply peer pressure and to call in adults if needed to eliminate this, this abhorrent behavior? I know the first reaction is, in today's society, it's not my job to squeal on a friend. It's up to somebody else. But the reality is, guys, we thrive as a team and we die as a team. But I hate to see such tremendous punishment. But on the other hand, I couldn't tell you how much more proud I am of the leadership here, that we're taking this thing seriously. For so many years, we look at this thing as an isolated incident. There's somehow it was only these nine guys. Let me assure you, if nine guys got caught, those are not the only nine guys that were participating in this, I can assure you.
Don, I've always been a big fan of Dick Pound and WADA. I take it you're a pretty, even though it's a backstop, what you are looking at is something that is assiduously, pursued and is consistent, that WADA's standards should be adopted by all professional, NCAA, CIS. If you're a sporting organization somewhere, WADA is the model you should be going to.
Absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And it needs to be backed up with education, number one. And number two, and this is very, very important for your listeners to understand, with the best testing or education program in sports, we're missing half of the problem, because half of the users of these drugs amongst our youth are not athletes at all. This drug use has permeated the general population. We've got kids that are taking these drugs to look better. They want to bulk up and look like the athletes. There's even a name for them. We call them mirror athletes. They want to look in a mirror and look like an athlete, but they have no interest in competing on the football squad. So as important as testing is within sports, let's not lose the opportunity to recognize that the best testing program in the world is not going to solve the problem that's going on in the general student population.
Yes, you're absolutely right. The IOC, over the years has gotten better and better, but
yes,
it still doesn't stop people attempting to beat the system.
That's correct. And they won't, for every new drug test that comes out, there's a group of scientists that are trying to design new types of drugs to avoid the testing.
Yes, good old masking. Don, it's been a pleasure, and I hope we can talk down the road, because this is a very serious issue. Thank you so much.
Good luck up there.